Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, well, looks like we very great. We're all here pretty well then. Okay, super. Then let's do the wrap-up meeting for Beach Day. We have an agenda. Nancy, you can probably sneak a look at Matt's there, but it's pretty straightforward. It's basically a review of what happened. Do we need a motion to adopt the agenda?
Yes.
No, we just have to say, are there any changes or additions?
Change the number one, the date.
Yeah, that was my mistake.
The date of the meeting is not June 19th.
Yes.
It's August 21st, right?
Good. We have someone watching reading things here. Right?
I had a question on the next scheduled meeting, but I don't know if that's actually part of the agenda or...
Yeah, we'll do that at the end.
Yeah.
That's the final point is when we get together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys, then we have the minutes for, I think, June 19th, am I correct? Which are quite comprehensive. Are there any changes or additions to the minutes? If not, may I have someone make a motion?
No, make a motion.
And seconded by?
Sure.
By Bob. Okay, listen. All in favor?
Great.
Thank you. Okay, new business basically is a review of how things went on Beach Day 2023. So why don't I just start with Howard, since Howard, you're the furthest away, and you were a very active participant. Would you like to give us your observations, and then we'll just go on the table and begin to pull what we heard?
Thanks. Thank you. In general, it seemed to go really well from my perspective and from the places that I was physically roaming. I know there was the table count issue in the beginning. I don't know if that impacted more than just our organization sources, but it was a easily resolvable one from our perspective. And I don't think we ended up with a canopy, but the tree that we were right beside was a beautiful canopy. Actually, it was kind of nice not to have that something short over your head. So it worked out well in the end. So from my perspective, people seemed to have fun. There were lots of people there. We were busy the whole time. And that's about it.
So would you come back next year? How are you and your team?
Well, we'll always come back. Okay. I'll have to see whether I can make the commitment to be an official volunteer of the town.
Right.
But we'll be back in one form or another. We'll definitely be participating as an organization.
Okay, thank you. All right. Peter, why don't we go with you next? So you had a major role to play with all of the setup and things.
I just want to tell Howard that under my definition, the tree counts as a canopy.
Exactly.
You have no complaints.
Canopy of leaves.
Whatever. Okay, just a couple of issues here that I would, one is that I think the committee should be making a decision on, now I'm guilty of this one, making a decision on who should be, presenting down there as a venue. I'm talking about the ones that are on the, the Twilight area, like the Mildred Gardens. I don't know if that's popular down there. I don't know if that should be, but I was the one who invited them down there, so maybe you can scold me for that one. But anyhow, I just like, should the people that present down there be related to the beach stuff, or how far can they go beyond that? That's my question.
Well, they're going to represent Qualcomm Beach. Isn't that the whole point? Or is it just representing the beach front? Is that what you're doing?
I think we should talk about that sometime.
Okay.
But maybe that's for next session.
Because it's well beach inclusive.
We had a couple of inquiries that we dealt with.
In both cases, they drew
because in one case, we didn't really think they were a close match to our intent, the whole mandate. And the other people may come back next year. We have more time to plan. So
yeah.
We need to,
Yeah, no, I'm just the concern with Milner Gardens is it didn't directly relate. They promoted their own facility.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. You know, once like that, and maybe, you know, the recovery center. I don't know.
Yeah. My perspective on that would be there's a natural component.
Yes.
And I just rather than delay until January or February when finally enough time constraints to play a role, philosophically as a policy, maybe we can talk about it right now. So they're part of a natural element. They're a volunteer group. You could say they're close to the beach or on the bluff. And it's a point of interest for those who might go there. And we have the room, right? We had that gap between
about 400 feet there.
Yeah, until the stage. So my perspective or tendency would be to accept things like Milner Gardens and the recovery center. You know, there's an opportunity to fill that space, right? And we need to keep in mind, we need to cap a couple of new things every year.
Keep you coming back. Yeah. So we evolve.
Just leave my,
Like Matt, we have to evolve and bring it back in.
Yeah, if we get that one inquiry from the Welcome Wagon, which is a local business,
which works on top of
other businesses, and they asked us, and my sense was that, well, what are you doing that's relevant to the beach? What are you giving them? That you can engage with, that they would want to come and say, well, that was a neat something, right? I don't know what it is, but something that was more than just
a regular. She got it off that.
If we have the space, we could have a little section for, quote, vendors, but they should have to relate to, you know, they're selling photographs of wildlife, they're selling, you know, driftwood art sculptures, something that relates to that, right, rather than the welcome bike.
And they have to contribute to the theme of the event as well.
Exactly. So, a little bit intersection, but to the theme of the event.
And that's where Welcome Bike, you talked about it and said, here's what we're looking for. She backed off right away.
Yeah.
I don't want to be involved. And whether it was Welcome Bike, but those are for-profit entities, whereas Milner Gardens and the Wildlife Recovery are kind of nature-based.
So I think we should still ask them to say, as your company, you have to think about the venue. You have to make it relevant to the audience. So what can you do to just take your material, your activity, and do something interactive or something fun that the kids and the families can enjoy? So think about it. And that's what other group called. Just remember the other group? Who was that? There was a came in late.
She even said this
thing. Like swimming or something?
The swimmers.
That could be great.
Yeah, and they said, great, but what are you going to do other than promote yourself? And they said, okay, we'll think about it the next
day. And the time for that is not 10 days before the event.
Definition, I think, for of each day of a family fun event with a focus on environmental.
Yes, exactly.
So environmental awareness.
That's a good point. If you go back to that objective, then what part of this is your connected to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you can have any of those mandates. Very good point.
Thanks, your chair.
Yes.
Thank
you, sir. She thinks all of that.
I would agree with that. I think that, right from 2012, we had an environmental mandate for all those, participants down there. And I think we should continue with that. That's my feeling. So, if they do that, Miller does that.
Yeah.
North Island Wellness Center does that. And all the other ones, I think. But I think we should ask questions.
Exactly. I think that's a nice framework for us to work forward. And you know what? We can get back to the synchronized swimmers as an example and say, start thinking about it because, hey, you're on the list. And, it goes back to even the frozen yogurt vendor out of Duncan. Look, you came to us 3 days before the event last year. We're not saying no, but think about, your commercial. Participation.
We also probably should bounce it past the committee before we add any new ones on. Or in an email, just to get some feedback.
And that mandates advanced planning as well.
Is the theme repeated the same every year, or do you choose a new one?
No.
It's the same.
But that's not a bad thought. Maybe there's a sub-theme.
Well, I had talked to the Nanaimo paddlers. My husband's been doing a lot of courses, and I thought maybe they could show kayak rescues, but because of the tide, that didn't work. And so they were willing to come and talk safety, like send a couple of trained safety people. And there was a question as to whether they would promote their club, but you can't join on the beach because you have to go through a long questionnaire on their website. But, I would expect if people are talking safety, that they would have a handout to say, this is who we are, this is how you find us, and people would ask that and expect it. We want to think about a safety component or a, you know.
And what you're doing there is you're expanding their image and their profile, but not looking for an immediate buy-in from anyone on the
beach. Yeah, they're not going to sell memberships on the beach.
The tide will always be over.
So they can't do a real water rescue, which would be fascinating.
Well, interesting too. We talked to them, and Bob and I were working with them. They're age limited. They can only deal with adults.
Yeah.
So
the other question.
The kids, it can't do anything, right?
Is this always a family thing, or do we, you know, the average age in Falcon Beach is less than three, and you know, do we want to always focus just on kids? Is it a do we want to aim some things at an older audience? Because there are a ton of kayakers and
we include everybody.
Yeah, if you read the advertisements about it, it's an event for all ages.
Does it have to be fun, or can it be just educational?
You can choose. If you're older, you may not want to go down to the beach, but you may find that actually being surrounded by so many people is just a wonderful thing, right?
I have a problem getting down to the beach without someone to hang on to me. So
not everybody's going to go down to the beach, but some people are. So
it's a mix already. I mean, there's kids stuff, there's adult stuff. We had a swimsuit competition once. You know, it's a ball and train. But it's geared for, you know, a 6-month-old to a 90-year-old.
And a lot of the locals bring their grandkids.
Yeah.
Oh, lush.
Yeah.
Lush.
Absolutely.
I remember one year when I was 17, walking along the beachfront there, and I said, "So who's the oldest person here?" And this lady said, "My mom's going to be like 91 tomorrow." And great. What's your name? My name's Grace. Oh, great. And so who's the youngest person here? This lady in the stroller goes, "I have a 3-month-old baby, and her name's Grace too."
Yeah.
It's
very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we should have a little table, face painting for seniors. Flowers or
That's neat. The express line. Yeah, you could have the VIP one.
Yeah.
I think you put your finger on it, that when we talked to the kayak, it was, what are you going to do that's interesting?
Right.
Like, not about having a table with brochures. We really look for things that you're offering. Like, can you bring a kayak? Can you set it up and show people how you crack, or a safety demonstration, something like that. Something like that that can be interactive or engagement or informative would be useful. But I don't
have a dunk tank.
Yeah.
Now I think
that would be fun. So that's what we're looking for. Something to bring, so people come back going, wow, that was a whole bunch of really interesting things I learned or did in the last 4 hours.
I have some more. Let's move on to the party. I thought the party was better this year because of the town's initiative to put that, the parking lanes on the south side. So it was better, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Except that
you didn't lose any cars in the ditch.
Well, I was thinking about losing people crossing the street with loads of chairs and things. I mean,
Thank you. Yeah, and then traffic was dead slow, they wouldn't be too dangerous.
Yeah.
You almost need some volunteers with vests that are there to help people when they're crossing the road.
There's
a couple of bodies there, so, you know, you need to cross.
Well, the trouble is, it's very intermittent, though.
It is, but you have people standing on walking, and they don't know that day is.
Anyhow, that was my issue.
Well, there's a couple of things there. So one is, there will be crosswalks that are put from that parking on the other side across. So there will be, you know, specific places for people to actually cross.
Lights with your crosswalks.
I think it's starting out with just crosswalks. And then the other thing is that, like, what they do at St. Andrew's Lodge, when they have their musical events, is they ask community policing to come up, and they do a speed watch at both ends.
Right.
And so it's kind of just having their presence and then getting them to slow down might not be a bad thing.
Did you have that? I thought I saw something down by the city that was a speed watch type of thing.
Sorry. I did see the traffic people down at the far end.
Okay, good.
So they were there. Okay, good. Maybe that's why they were going to
We should maybe put that on our list.
Yeah.
Because the community police come out for our Halloween event because there's so many people crossing the roads sporadically in downtown.
Yeah, I know we asked in previous years about how did people doing what, you know, stopping.
Yeah.
The answer is you have to have the certification. You've got to be trained and you've got to have the right protocols and you can't just have people like us going like that officially.
You know something, and that was interesting because I was on my little bike and there was a woman who blasted in past the cones. And I said, hey, you know, what are you doing? And she started yelling at me because I just had my blue t-shirt on. Did you get any nasty letters? Because if someone wanted to write a nasty letter, this one would. I didn't feel good about that afterwards. So, you know, she accused me of yelling at her and, you know, we went back and forth. And yeah, it'd be nice to have someone in an official capacity to wander that area.
Yeah, yeah, that's very important, I think.
And we've got enough volunteers, that would be a great job.
I love volunteers,
yeah.
The other thing is the EV plugins.
Yeah.
That's interesting because really we didn't want them used and yet. So people began parking EVs free parking, right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know the answer to that one. I just kind of puzzled a bit. In the end, we just gave up and let them pop there. And
there were two spots, though, isn't
it? Only two spots, but I think they were quite deliberately.
Yeah.
They weren't
just
things to plug in for, you know, half an hour. But anyway.
Another one is covers, news coverage. I don't want to go into a rant about the Parksville Carlton Beach paper, but it's awful coverage. We had none after the event. So I think next year we probably should have somebody assigned to make sure that coverage does occur.
I mean,
and the only way that happens there is you have to submit. You have to write it up and submit it for publication because they won't do it.
Well, so we have a media relations person who is responsible for that.
Oh, it's Tom, huh?
So that was a gap this year.
It's definitely a gap because I kind of stepped in. It wasn't my purview either. But I wanted to make sure that our rap thing got happening and stuff. So, yeah, if you could just only search that, don't look at me, sorry.
I don't know.
Do you think with the rap that they would say, oh, they're wrapping our paper, maybe we should investigate what this event is about. So I'll yell at Peter.
Yeah.
No, they were already going that they were giving us a deal on the raft and that, and, you know.
The raft's wonderful.
It's easy enough to fix. It doesn't take
that. That might have been easy.
I have a report.
Both hands. So we'll do that.
Just
those guys love people coming in to look at
the show. Yeah, do that.
I just thought it should be on the agenda for the next thing.
Related to that as well is people doing photography on the day. So I think it was David Cotton bunch. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's really good to have. But, I mean, that was nice of them to do that. But do that maybe in an organized fashion. So you have somebody confirmed. And I also went around and took a whole bunch of photos and shared them with the town. So.
Yeah. And there's another guy, Rusty Jura, who is
Rusty.
He also does what David does.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So it's just, making sure that we capture those so we can provide them in our media release.
That's great for the, the website.
We
have run into issues in the past with town
about
authority getting permission. And David pulled away from a couple of years ago at the ask, if you take a photograph, you have to get someone signed authority.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one point to this.
I think the rules have changed a bit more because Facebook and some of the social media thing, if you're at a public event, like, you kind of give your consent to being, I don't know, but I do, like, when I was taking pictures, I asked the people if they were okay if I took their picture.
Yeah, and that's okay, that's just having a signed. Right, that's kind of like, you're going to be bad at paper. So, but I'm glad to hear for next year. We'll do that. And we'll make sure we do it the right way.
Yeah.
I know we had an MLA photograph person yesterday, and she asked our youngest girl to step out of the picture. Right? She didn't want to take photographs of children. Sensitivity, right? So, we need to understand what the sound comes
from. Backs and bedrooms.
But for the good point, we need to have
But my last point is music.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do better with music this year. We need a continuity from the first time somebody takes to the stage all the way through, you know, like
well, that sound there, that there might all get that and you're done.
Yeah, okay. But anyhow, I was very disappointed in that.
Yeah.
But on the good side, Ian Johnson, the guy that I brought in, another neighbor, will be happy to come back next year. So anyhow, what about you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, further to that, the entertainment was not good. I left the event early. The guy that was doing the sound was a jerk. As a matter of fact, Elaine DeRue and the Belly, they didn't get to finish their set. And when they got there, they were told, no, you can't be on stage. You got to, and they can't do a grasp for their dancing. And so they didn't finish their set. They left unhappy. When I was going on stage to get the microphone, the sound guy or whoever was that entertainer, he's been moving the mic again. I go, yeah, this is, you know, he just was not friendly or receptive to helping anybody. With that stage, I know we moved it down there, and that big gap, I think, was an issue this year. See, that big, huge gap was almost about two separate events.
Yeah.
If there's any way we can move the stage next year back over to where the booth, by the short end of the big concrete spot that's on the other end, we used to have a stage there the first couple of years. People could sit under a tent and eat. They had Kiwanis Salmon Barbecue, but they used the shore. It's there's lots of plug-ins down there, and you wouldn't have that big gap. I think it's something to consider. I already have a promo package for a band that would like to come back next year. I'll hold on to, or not come back, come up for the first time. And I think there's a reason why Jim Lentz wasn't involved this year, because he's always willing to help out with that. And, you know, he's a local guy, and, you know, we'll have to get him back. But it's unfortunate that guy was such a jerk.
Let's ask Ken to give us his observations, too. Ken?
I would agree with Matt. I would agree with Matt. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're just not moving.
Yeah. Okay. If I agree with Matt with moving the stage, I felt that we could have spread out the booth a little more. As they all seem to be congregated in one area, and it would have been nice to spread it out. And I agree with Matt by moving it back to where it was years ago.
Yeah.
With our entertainer, the cloggers, she wanted to start before our event at 9:40, and I don't know where that was on the agenda.
They were
scheduled. And, so she wanted to start early, and she wanted the musician to remove all of the equipment off the stage so the cloggers could do that. So we spent 40 minutes setting it up, and then she comes along and says it has to be, they got into a little argument back and forth. And so she finally agreed that they can do a smaller version on the stage, working around the system. With the belly laughs, they wanted, again, more room on the stage, and I explained to her that if we had a full band, there would be no room on the stage, and that's all we got. I said, can you do it on the grass? She said, no. They went over to the concrete, and then she had problems with her music. She totally queued up one song and then couldn't queue up another on her iPad. And so I could pull the songs off for her off my phone, and she said no, and they just I think next year, I don't know if a band's necessary. I think maybe some canned music. Maybe we bring in back, how wonderful for kid entertainment. Maybe we bring back some sort of magician or something like that. I don't think a band is necessary. I just think some good music in the background and more children oriented entertainers.
I'd like to have them band because it worked before New Year's past, but anyway, last time to say that out.
Just further to the stage placement, I'm wondering if, and I think Ken made the point as well, and if there's potential, now that we know the gap issue, we can maybe add more exhibits, or can we shift some of it down a bit closer to
sleep with the cramp to the other end?
Yeah, and you're supposed to get exactly. And so, you know, not every 8 hour, et cetera, et cetera. So we can do some fill in there without necessarily moving the stage. Well, that's an option.
The biggest question about moving the stage is when we had Doom's Dogs out there. We had a food vendor right by the stage a couple of years ago. It was fabulous. People went, wow. And then walking around, let's sit down and have something to eat and drink. Well, it's fine. The store doesn't want that. The store doesn't want it. They don't want the competition. Okay.
They said
they were busy.
Everybody, you know, here's the deal, guys. Okay, Dudes is great, and they weren't as busy this year as last year. That's fine. But I fully support. I think if you split up the food services, the Shore's at one end, Dudes is at the other.
Okay.
The Shore does just fine.
Yeah, okay, good.
They do just fine, and let's not worry about the Shore.
Good, okay, because the grass side is better. It's more comfort, better idea. You can play around and stuff.
I think more you can see, and maybe you got room for the yogurts at the same place next to Dudes, and you can put the ice cream dreams guy. There's room for everybody, and we can spread it out. I think that's better for the customer.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, good.
I think part of the issue this year was people, the signage, like people were, is there food? You know, like I heard people walking around asking. And last year we had the talk artist right on the food and stuff, right? He didn't come this year. I don't know what happened there. But anyways, but even if there were signs, you know, when people are looking around wondering where the food is.
Food
and entertainment.
And you know, we've got
a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you know. Lars. They're all those food vendors. That's a better day than they ever have in their original location. So they're happy to do it.
Well, you know, on directional stuff, I know Byron Ice years ago, I don't know if the town still has them down at the work lot, but they had these, you know, maybe wooden signs were in directional ice carpets, you know, and this, that way, and we could do that, you know, kind of in the middle, out of the way on the grass, you know, this way, and
we've had some fun with all that.
That's great.
Fine, that's great.
All right, so, I think, you know, it evolves every year and changes, but there's some things we could change around for sure, and let's get Tim Lynch back or somebody else to the sound.
I just think it makes sense to separate out the musicians from the tech support, right? Because it makes it clear that you're
daily.
I think that's part of the problem, Cam, was that the musician was doing both.
He was doing both.
And yeah, makes it stuff. Yeah. We sort of might ease the job, but it actually complicated things a bit. So,
he was afraid his machinery was going to get damaged. That was the issue.
And Jim's all be very helpful.
So
we'll go back to Jim if he agrees next year. So. All righty. That's good. So, Ed, you were actually putting flags up on the other thing.
No, I thought it was a great day. There were a couple of things. I thought having the beach and the lounge guy there was good. I don't know, you know, how much business it drummed up or whatnot, but I thought it was a good addition to the day. I think it would be good if we had something in writing for all the different groups ahead of time confirming their attendance and what time and maybe if we knew a location or whatever. Because I had a couple people that I had reached out to. I know, Peter, you did that maybe. But there's room for people to fall through the cracks, I think, just confirming the date and the time that's set up and if they need the chair, if they need the canopy or whatever, just something, a template letter maybe that staff can provide us and we can send out to our people.
Here's another thought maybe as well. Maybe we just have a few spare chairs and a spare canopy because there's always that last minute thing that is a glitch, right? And so we can move it quickly and it's not previously utilized, but we can
I agree we should get back to people. I used to get back to all the ones I contacted, but I didn't contact them and say, by the way, you need sense of chairs.
Right.
I just said, looking forward to seeing you, you're 10 o'clock, any questions, let me know. I could take another step and just say, oh, by the way, we've got no tent for you, but two tents, just to confirm that we haven't missed anything. So I don't want to get into letters personally. I'd rather just do it in good communication, but let's keep it, my preference, keep it more informed.
Yeah, because on Family Day, we have an application.
I thought that was kind of getting a bit.
And then they have deadlines that we never pay attention to. Anyways,
I do agree that we need to get that communication the month before should be just to make sure we've got everything, we're hearing the same thing. That would help people like Peter. Are we lining up candidates and tents and things so we don't miss, we don't get this experience like Howard had, where suddenly you arrive with this team and there's nothing at all, right? It worked out okay, but that shouldn't
you can't always rely on the trees either, because we were down there the other day and three of us got on by a bird that was in the tree.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Anyway, let's not go there. I thought, having a schedule for the stage would have been helpful. Like, when we talk about different things, but then when it came right down to it, there seemed to be some confusion. And then having it continuous, with something going on, I think, because we would do this people. And I think Dave Hart is a great musician. He just wasn't the right person for Beach Day.
No.
And it even got really loud. Like, people up on Mill Road could hear him playing. I would think it had to do with the wind at that point of the day, too.
It's not. It just wasn't nice to anybody. Nice. Anybody involved
is gone. Well, Chair Lafferty was not going to come back after the confrontation. But then I spoke to her later on. She said, forget about that. I'll come back. So we had all
that. My only other thing is a pet peeve, personally, against bottled water. So if we can ask people. I think that was you guys, Howard. But we tried to avoid the bottled water. We have a tap there. And Berwick had a water station. And they even brought washable cups this year because I don't like plastic cups either. Just trying to cut down on the waste and do as much as we can to, because it isn't with the environmental lens point, right? So,
And we could even in the publicity, we just bring your
bottle. Yeah, you'll be at the water station or whatever.
Promote that.
Okay. So, Ted, did you have your hand up?
You don't even have.
Yeah.
Have a little hand.
Sorry, that's just the old one. I got to get rid of that.
Oh, okay.
One more hand. There we go.
Now, how was it with a big smile? That must be something, too.
I switched places with Ken. He's on the far right on my screen.
Okay.
My camera is working, but I
can't hear you. I hear you broken up.
You go quite a bit, The other thing I thought, even on the stage, if we didn't have music or something, maybe there could be an educational piece, like somebody talking about some of the...
We had the year before and stuff like that. I still think the band is good. But in between sets, I stand up and do some questions about Qualcomm Beach, and I handed out some, trivia, stuff like that.
They had some prizes.
Some prizes and stuff like that. I mean, that's just... someone's setting up, it's an opportune time to do that. You can mix it in between, and say, oh, by the way, this is about Qualcomm Beach, and we got the milestone coming up and promote talent.
Right.
Do some, and I think last couple years I had some tennis from the town.
The prize is a good thing, and that works out well, I think, in conjunction with having the radio station on site, because they promote that too. Oh, first person under the age of whatever that shows up at the
market.
Such and such, or whatever.
Yeah.
It could be a good promotional thing, too.
Yeah. That Rosemary Hathaway, she had a booth, and she did some readings years ago. She wasn't there this year, was she?
Well, she's 80, so 87.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, not very low well.
But yeah, I like the idea of having this little bit of a history thing on stage, for sure.
Very educational,
Nancy,
and thank you to the volunteers that were sent our way to help with building, because our ranks are a little bit thinner, and especially to get volunteers out that time of the year. So yeah, absolutely wonderful to have the young people come and help at our station.
And they were very happy to do so.
I think there was a couple of them, it was their thing, and you could tell. There was one or two that, you know, felt a little bit more like a fish out of, but it was just them. They were doing their darndest, but you could tell that it wasn't their cup.
They had a coordinator this year, and she would rotate them around to different activities. Yeah. Which is good.
Them around, because if they are there for the whole time, it's too hard on you physically. You need to be able to get that break. But yeah, we loved having them. We'd love to have them again. We could take as many as they throw at us.
What's that coordinator's name?
But she was very good.
She was very good.
She really developed the team. You know, I noticed at the end, they all lined up for ice cream, and there was a real cohesiveness there.
First year we've had them, and they were a big help, and it was also nice because we tend to be on the older side of ones there, so it brought a useful component to our table with the kids and the kind of
Do you have the contact details for the wizard? Who brought them on? Did you?
Yeah.
We should send them a quick note.
Oh, I will see it.
We
do the report to the RGM, which we are required to do, I always make a note saying how valuable they were. This year was particularly the best ever, I think.
And you remember that we had the presentation of the Parks and Rec Committee, that they were there. And I made a reference to the fact that they were so useful in D.C. and they're happier to see them. Because they were Dan Bender and Tom Osborne.
Yes.
Table
at any given time, that worked well, because then they didn't feel like they were a one-off. I think it worked good to have at least two of them at a time, just so that they felt comfortable. They were great.
Because the leaders in training actually paid to be volunteers. Like, they paid for that training. So, So it's nice to get that feedback. And it helps build their resume and everything.
And they get credits in school.
It's very helpful on the dunk tank.
They wouldn't operate without them.
You couldn't do without them, actually. No. Yeah. And then they also help with the beach training. That went out there. Which is a new experience for them. They would never have seen before. So that was really good. So, it was
very cool.
And they were taking them around. So it was kind of a... Excellent. So the kites were really awesome.
We did about as many as we normally do, so I think we're maybe a little bit under, but it felt like the attendance was a little less this year.
I think so too.
So I think we did 180 something. We usually hover around the 200 mark. So again, full day of building, so it was good.
Yeah, it's hard to judge attendance, but it's always busy down there.
What do we think, generally speaking, attendance? What are we thinking attendance wise? I wonder.
It's a dynamic. People come and go.
And another thing, and it quickly helped, is we were 11-3 this year, which is slightly different than 12-4. Maybe that plays a role.
Yeah, it does. If you go too early, people don't even get out of bed until noon, right? So you finish by noon, your number's going to drop. And the weather's cooperated, luckily. The skydivers were happy.
I think that always adds a different element, right?
You see them coming down, and we're like, hey, stop and restop and watch the stuff, and it's a big deal.
And the skydivers helped out the first aid tent, gave them something to do, because one of the skydivers hurt himself getting out of a car.
But they were doing, like, rewrapping people's old bandages and stuff like that. But I guess, having them on site is good.
They would definitely come back in next year. So we got the insurance issue resolved, because Heather kind of, contact gave a little encouragement. So they're good. We got insurance the week before, so that was a big question mark that was resolved. So
I thought Janine was very good. She's very responsive. She works her tail off down there.
I said to Anne that she was suffering from brand new staff. She had three staff, and all of them were, go to the warehouse. Which warehouse? Which door? Well, turn to the office. She was having to go up and pull things in that they couldn't find. Just next year, if they're around, they'll be better. But, so she did pull through, So, Bob, what about you? You,
before, sorry to interrupt you going on to the next thing, but unfortunately, I've got to run. But I'm just telling you, I'll put my name forward for next year on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay.
All right. About that. Thanks, Matt.
And I got this entertainment package.
Yeah. See you later.
Okay. Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Bob, you're what's your perspective?
The most useless person to have on a help desk is somebody who's deaf. I'm hoping I'll find myself a job where I can actually do something next year. Everything is so new, so I have nothing to compare it to. So it. I don't know what was happening because I can't hear anything, and I never heard the pipe band, you know. I couldn't even hear them. So, anyway, I look forward to next year. I have talked to Echo Players this year about doing something. Is it, I think they would need to know by September. Is it okay if I approach them again about possibly beach vignettes, you know, that they do little scenes, stroll along the side of the boardwalk and do scenes. Or they do a skit on stage, you know, we can let them know our theme and they could probably work something in if they have notice in September, you know, they put it on their schedule and it will happen.
I would say, yes, why not? Something that's relevant to the theme, right? Something fun, entertaining that they want to do, and that they, a beach theme. Absolutely.
A portion of something on stage could be nice to break things up, and I mean they could do something that was promoting them, but also promoting sort of beach days or water or whatever. You know.
Yeah,
if even people in the costumes down there would be very interesting.
Yeah,
in addition.
Yeah, good thought. We used to have displays on old swim deck. Remember early on?
Fashion show.
Yeah, fashion show with people wearing.
Yeah, I had talked to her this year, but it's. Not her husband isn't well.
I know.
Who knows? Maybe next year she might come back. But I think people in costumes strolling around always attract crowds.
I
think you're right. That's part of it.
Let them go. Let your imaginative people.
Yeah. The clown, it's always a nice distraction for only a month.
And I just had a flash about. I'm not sure about beach cleanup. I noticed from my little table, I could see something sitting on the beach, and I thought, well, maybe I'll get John to run down and grab that, you know, and the next time I looked, the tide was in. I'm just wondering if some of our volunteers, we didn't need them for long for takedown. It was happened so fast that we could appoint a couple of people to do a beach stroll with a garbage bag and pick up stuff that's left behind.
Yeah.
Oh, that could happen at the end of the, beach day of thing.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, right? Yeah. At the end.
I saw this one object sitting there, and I thought, get it.
Tell somebody, we'll go down and get it.
But even just, there are enough volunteers at the end. Once the tents are down, they're all floating away, so a couple of them could just stroll down the beach with a garbage bag and some gloves and...
There's bound to be some stuff on the beach for
you. Yeah.
I did it at the beginning of the good day, too. I was walking around picking up as much litter as...
There's always stuff there.
You
can always take a bag and...
That's
just good input.
I say go ahead and have a chat and see if they're interested. Let them think about it. See if they're interested and then have them come back to us at some point in the new year with a proposal.
I miss a lot of the discussion, but we were talking about guidelines for participants. I think we should, I don't know, if you don't have a formal form that they have to fill in to participate, we should have one for ourselves so we fill in the blanks. Name, contact person, phone number, email, and we need to have next year's theme and criteria all worked out and on paper so we can say, Welcome Wagon sends an email at the last moment. We don't need the entire board to review it. We just say, I'm sorry, these are the terms that we accept people, and we have a deadline. You know, do we want a deadline? Or, you know, that's a decision to make ahead of time, and then don't waste time at the end when people are sort of in full go mode, you know. Actually, one other thing. I don't know if any of you got an email and from Outlook. I set up a little group email on my own because I thought that if I had to send something, and it decided it was for everybody. Anyway, I sent a copy of it to Peter, and so then it said, oh, she's contacted him, and we'll send to him. But it said, just so that you can use, you have one email address if you want to send a group email. If you want to use it, I'll activate it for everybody. If you don't, I'll make it go away. Anyway, if it would be helpful. You know, I don't know if you've got groups set up in your own email or...
I think you sent it to me and it didn't work fine. So
I think Brandy probably has that set up.
I was going to say, like, I have my own group set up.
No,
but I don't think that.
This would be just for committee members, and then you CC Brandy if it's something that she should know about. If it's just a discussion that we're having, you could just type in this address at Outlook and it will go automatically to everybody. If that's, anyway.
If we are a committee of council, we're not really supposed to be having side conversations, right? It's all supposed to be through the committee. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Think about it.
You've got your own systems. That's good. It wasn't my idea. It was Outlook. So I take no responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, there will be quiet side discussions on occasion because that's what you need to
do. Especially right before the event or whatever, there's decisions that have to be made.
But we are a committee of council, so we have to put it onto a transparent. It's the joys of working in a municipal system. See, coming from the federal system, we have all kinds of cutaways. Okay, so Ross.
Yeah. Most of the stuff that I was going to think about is already talked about, which is terrific. I think we can pinpoint the advanced publicity a little differently for next year. We talked about papering the community with posters and maybe we can target that a little better. There's some traffic points. I mean, as an example, I was in the barber shop and that's an obvious place that we can pull them there rather than perhaps some less trafficked areas, but that's for next year. The volunteers is great to see, and we're getting some momentum. One thing I've noticed from this year compared to last year is that we're not starting from scratch. We've got a little bit of momentum, and we can build that momentum for the volunteers and develop a core base of volunteers that could help us move forward every year. That was one of the challenging things on startup last year. So other than that, I don't want to repeat what everybody else said. So it's some good stuff. Really enjoyed it. Thought we were a lot smoother this year. One thing I need to mention, you recall that a few months ago, I applied for a grant from Mosaic, and I came back to you guys and said, they're not participating this year. Well, it turns out I sent it to the Mosaic Potash and Fertilizer Corporation in Saskatchewan. We were quite surprised at the quick turnaround, and now I understand it completely. They don't have many operations in qualification. So, courtesy of Tom Whitfield, who provided so they are back on board for next year. And that's on me.
That's a great story.
We'll save that one.
I watched the football game last night from Mosaic Stadium, and it was on Mosaic Forest Product.
They use my puzzle maker. That's good news, because we could use
that. Yeah, and we twist it around.
It'll double it next year.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah.
One small thing, I get in the dunk tank, you know, with the wind was blowing, the little cover up, and a small detail, we'll just have to make sure we tie that down. The wind was blowing straight out like that.
And you know, like, a good point, and thanks for bringing that up. Last year, the concern was hitting little ladies on the boardwalk. This year, we turned it around so that now, then the fire department got hit. Chief Cornell has got back to me and says, you know, maybe you might want to think about this. So it's better that firefighters get hit rather than ladies, but we can still improve on that. And, you know, it's funny, the dump tank is one of those things, and it's kind of oaky and all that, but boy, does it get traffic.
Yeah. Now, do they have the screen? Do they
don't have. I'm going to talk to the owner about that. The vendor can provide. And you know, we communicate back and forth now, so I'm going to talk to her about that.
All they're going to do is put a couple of grommets in the bottom and a couple of weights, so they don't blow up.
And it's something that would be good for their business.
It's very easy to do.
Question on the dump tank. Do we ever get local celebrities? I suggested Peter, because I can't see an adult throwing that ball with a kid in the seat. It just looks bad, you know, but adults would be really happy to come and throw balls if the mayor was in the seat or somebody.
I saw the mayor there. I asked him about that. He deferred for sure. But that could be fun from a publicity standpoint as well, right? That's a good idea.
But Barb, David is always accused me of not being an adult a lot of the time.
Sorry,
Never mind.
Okay.
Okay. I think that I don't have anything new other than the fact that as I said, and Janine's challenged with their brand new talent staff, and they were sometimes not as familiar as she wished they were with where to find things and where to take things, and that slowed the delivery things down a bit. I think we should do the setup early, like 7 o'clock in the morning, like really early, so we have time to walk it out to settle and think it through.
It is almost about right.
No, we should have been there earlier.
Well, then that might have given time to, you know, get some sort of things out and realize that there was going to
be. We were doing last minute adjustments, and so.
Yeah.
The time was earlier this year, so it's,
probably
in
the future. We lost an hour on that.
Exactly, on the right side.
So anyway, just to the point, I think we could have remedied if we had, similar thing. One of the cars were double racks. We didn't find that for a while. And they were like, where are they? You know, and they were hidden. I wanted to, and then by the end, we had it all set up. Then we had to juggle everything all the way down. And, if you get there earlier, then you have a chance to fix those little glitches.
Could that be a problem for the city in getting the crew, the crews would have to come out that much earlier to drop things?
It's just us.
Yeah, just us.
Well, that will depend on what the times are like. Exactly. Start times at noon, that might not be an issue because.
Yeah. But even so, we should be there earlier. Well, at noon, you've got other problems. People start setting up there.
It's a balance.
That's a good point. Okay, check the timetable
first. I have not checked the time.
Well, they do.
I mean, it's not a cycle.
I've got an
FTA.
Okay. They were asking upstairs the other day if we had a date.
While you're searching, Ross, do you have any observations?
No, just I was at the info desk, and there were, you know, it wasn't too busy, but there were a lot of people coming in just wondering, like, where the food was or where specific display was.
Yeah,
they were also interested in knowing like information about the Ocean Mile Swim, which I didn't have anything on. So
that would be good to have. If you had the Ocean Mile Swim poster or something, I don't know. I think the first one I'm comparing was, when's the skydivers? When's the dive? I don't know.
Or where can I get a t-shirt?
Yeah, and we've been through that t-shirt issue a couple of times, and it's way more, it's a lot of work.
I told them they could volunteer next year.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be friends. Did you like the location there for the info?
In the beginning. I don't know if it would be more beneficial to be in the middle. I don't think so.
I'm going to suggest Sunday, July 21st, 2024.
There's a low tide of 1.4 feet at 12.05 p.m. I don't think it's much
higher than that. That's good. That's good.
And at 4 p.m., it'll be 11 point, no, it'll be just about 8 feet.
Yeah.
How does that translate? In
Wouldn't we need the low tide to be later in the afternoon?
You've got to start around 11,
yeah.
Right? Which is what we did this year. Pretty much the same as what we have this year.
The deepest low is at right at noon. Let me see what the 20, and now we've got choices. A week before, the low tide is 7 feet, so it's one of those mixed tides.
So yeah,
that doesn't work. And 28 would be our next choice, and the low tide is 5.2 feet.
Oh,
yeah. And you know what? Noon, it'll be at 12 feet. So the 21st is our
21st. Looks like not official, but that's the plan. July 21st is about the same as this year. It works out fine.
It'll be probably be from 11
to 3. 11 to 3.
Or you know, even the 12 to 4. I mean,
Thinking the tide was 3 by 3, so that's the problem, is you lose the beach, right?
Oh, yeah. Lose the beach, yeah. I think 11 to 3, because then you just go in. It's all the way, quite a long way out. You can set up, and then you start to come in at, noon. We did the, that's when the beach training takes place at noon. That's because then you just fall out, right?
Yeah.
And then you start to come in, and by 3 is...
There's no other choice for the
Yeah.
Well, then it covers lunchtime too, so the restaurants are probably happy with that. And
it's the same as this year, so
right.
So that's when it would make sense maybe to start set up a bit earlier if we're having to start it.
All right.
The only thing that we didn't cover off is the shuttle, but I think Berwick was really happy from their perspective. I haven't got numbers, but they were keeping track, so we can find out from them.
Yeah, all the people I talked to, were happy to be there. They all had minor suggestions, like better communication on where they're going to go, which is what point you made, we could fix that. Other than that, not one of them said they weren't coming back. They all liked the energy and reach people they wouldn't otherwise reach. So it was a pretty strong vote of confidence. So we're doing something right.
Well, thank you, everybody, for
sharing. Well, you should get something. Right? And thanks for being there and being on the team, putting lives up and everything. Right? Yeah, super. And we will, we should send out special note of thanks to Janine.
Yeah.
And, of course, our esteemed, who played an increasingly important role. She began to take on more, leadership in the course of it as she became more knowledgeable and comfortable. And we appreciate that. Kind of poking us gently on occasion, and that's exactly what you should do. So please carry on. We do appreciate it. We like seeing our colleagues become even better as they work with us. So thank you. Oh, are you going to stay with us next year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I thought the staff was really good.
Yeah.
They didn't show up at Battle Bridges this year.
We need less enthusiastic help putting things into the tanks, because I ended up having to chase the frog down the sidewalk because somebody thought they would be helpful, and they, without knowing what they were doing, and of course it made a leap for freedom. Everybody stood there with their mouths wide open. Anyway, we got it.
Yeah.
Fine. And then on the other side, we need nets or something. I just assumed that the streets just wouldn't have nets to get them back out of the tanks.
No. We do have nets. We didn't have them. Okay. But anyway, the very popular, the little tanks.
Thank you.
Everyone came to look at it and what they impressed. A lot of the kids are saying, I know what that is. That's a salamander.
I'm not to tie up the meeting for this, but I had a thought if anybody had one of those, butterfly containers or whatever, but something bigger I could try and get dragonflies, because they would tie in with that whole theme, but you would need some sort of a mesh thing to corral those with.
Yeah. Let's call these folks for our meeting next year.
Yeah.
And in terms of, so that's where we are for review. I think it was a pretty good year. We see some improvement areas. We'll work on that next year. Financials, you're working?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for bit more. I think there's some things missing off the report I received, so I just want to make sure that, did we didn't weren't invoiced by the lounge, right? That was
the lounge?
No, I think they just came and I think, yeah,
I just wanted to make sure that I think we're going to wait up one more time.
Sure, and that's good to know because I think the town should know what the costs were and the expenses and what they had to pay. And I'll use that in report to send to the RBN to let them know what happened and how it turned out. So that's good. Thank you. 2024, we've already talked about that. Any membership? Well, we looks like we have MAFTA coming back. Howard, are you planning to leave your name in or are you going to, even if you're not here, or is someone else going to take that role?
Somebody else may take that role. That's what I'll be exploring this year.
Yeah, because we do appreciate you are a long way away. You've got a broad mandate. So, but we do appreciate the role of your organization. It's very helpful. And as always, being part of the call.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. Ross, are you planning to stand in the game?
Oh, sure. I'll help you out. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter?
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bob, are you going to sign up again?
If you want me.
Yes, of course. And I'll be happy to come back and be on the committee as well. So.
Great.
All right. Okay.
By the way,
what do I
have? Yeah,
he's on.
Ben?
Yeah.
Ben, you there?
Ben,
you there? Oh, you took
it. Yeah, I'll probably be back next year.
Okay. Awesome. Great.
It's sharp, this session. In case you didn't know, there's no Josh available.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. I mean, Ross Peterson was there and willing to do it, but his neighbors, who were the fisher people that would supply him, they just disappeared the week before. Not available. So anyhow, too bad, but bad next year.
And people were looking for him, and we knew they were there, and last minute they just couldn't do it.
Well, I looked.
Yeah, yeah. That was too bad, but
okay. You know.
Okay.
So you can't do much about that.
No.
Anything about that.
All right. Next meeting, did you write January 15th, Bob?
Well, the minutes from last year said that there's a break September, October, November.
And December, yeah.
Oh, okay. It didn't say December, yeah.
Yeah, we usually, January, I think?
Yeah.
So what would that be? Do you know what that date would be?
Yeah, I think
is it January 15th?
Third Monday?
That's what's on there. Yeah.
January 15th would be
January 15th.
Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Okay. That's what we'll do. We'll sit down and thank everybody.
It was fun. We didn't have too many crises and we had enjoyed ourselves and everyone liked it. So.
I think from a participant point of view, it was a great day, right? They would have noticed if we had the little things. So.
I don't think anyone noticed that we had little issues. That's
exactly
what happened, right? So.
That's the main thing.
That's true. So it's fun.
Yes.
Okay, let's adjourn the meeting, and thank everybody. We'll see everyone next year.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent.